Please open your copy of God's perfect truth this morning to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. We'll pick back up where we left off last week, and we'll be looking at verses 16 through 21. Verses 16 through 21. And again, this is God's word for a walk in this world. Every passage, always, if our hearts are open and we seek Him, He enlightens us and gives us truth for how to better live for Him. So, as we read this, and remember, God's speaking to us right here in the moment. This is what He says, beginning in verse 16. He says, "Again I say, let no one think me foolish. But if you do, receive me even as foolish, that I may also boast a little. That which I am speaking, I am not speaking as the Lord would, but as in foolishness, in this confidence of boasting. Since many boast according to the flesh, I will boast also. For you, being so wise, bear with the foolish gladly. For you bear with anyone if he enslaves you, if he devours you, if he takes advantage of you, if he exalts himself, if he hits you in the face. To my shame, I must say that we have been weak by comparison. But in whatever respect anyone else is bold, I speak in foolishness. I am just as bold myself." Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we come before you as your people, it's so true. I want to confess, and you make me aware of this more and more every day, of just how little I know apart from you. How I do not have any ability, any strength apart from you. All good, it comes from you. So we are very reliant, but you are such a good God. We sang a while ago, God is good, God is good. Oh, this is such a glorious truth that we must wash ourselves in always. You are always good for your people. You work everything out, even these things that we just can't understand, and how can this be good? But you're good, and so you're always working it for our good. If we are yours, if we're called according to your purpose. So, Lord, I thank you and praise you for this truth that you are so good and that you give us what we need. And I pray by the power of your Spirit, you give us what we need right now in this hour. Lord, we come to worship you, to lift you up, to give you what you're due and what you're worthy of. And Lord, you call us in your word to give us our ear, to be attentive to what you have to say. And you're speaking. Every time your word is open and it's read, you speak. The God of all creation, you speak to us, your creatures, and there is food there for us. Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from your mouth, the mouth of our God. So Lord, help us to see this as our food today. You know, even as our stomachs probably will start to feel our own hunger for fleshly food, may we remember that what we truly need is this, your truth. And so cause it to come to bear in my soul and the soul of your people, that it would bear fruit, that we would take it home and that we would live, you know, our days to come in more wisdom because you have shown us what we need to know. And oh, Lord, as always, I pray for your grace to come to those who have never known you here, those who aren't your people, who've never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, who's never seen the glory of the salvation that comes through His shed blood and the great need that the sinner has. So, Lord, I pray grace would come and you would humble them. It all starts in our being humbled and seeing that we are great sinners and that we are very needy. So may you humble them and may your grace come and show them Jesus, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. This is eternal life. May you bring eternal life, Father. All to the glory of your name and the glory of your Son. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, if there's one thing that the Apostle Paul has made clear in this last part of this letter he wrote to the church at Corinth, it's this, is that he does not like boasting. And he does not like being made to boast, because that's what he does feel. He's being made to boast here, and he has a distaste for it. And so he has protested against it Now, he is getting ready to boast. I've been saying that, and sure enough, in verse 22, next week we'll see that beginning, and through verse 4 of chapter 12, Paul's going to boast a bit. He's going to give his credentials as to why he is the true apostle, right? Remember, his opponents have been saying he's not, we are. And so he's being forced to give his own credentials so that the church doesn't go astray. But he doesn't like having to do that. And what we see coming into this passage here is Paul's going to make one more protest. That's what he's doing. He's letting it be known one more time, right? I'm being made to do something I don't want to do, right? I'm being made to do something that's not good. And that's really what Paul's going to reveal here to us. As we go through this and Paul protests, and he does many things with this, we're going to see, I think Paul's going to reveal to us several reasons as to why boasting is not good. Boasting's not good. It's not profitable, right? That's why he gives it the titles he does. It's not a good thing. And so as you can imagine, that is what I want us to see as we walk through this. I want us to see, why is boasting not good, right? Why is it not profitable? Why is it something that we should not be engaged in? That's what I want us to see here. And of course, the many truths and lessons that just go out from that for our own heart and our own mind as believers in Christ. So that's what I want us to see as Paul reveals that here, as he makes one more protest as to he does not like having to do what he's going to do here. Again, why? It's necessary. He's jealous for the well-being of these Corinthians. He's jealous, right? For their spiritual well-being, because he's fearing they're going to go astray. I'll do this, but I'm doing something that's not good. And he's calling, well, you'll see. What are these reasons that boasting is not good? Well, the first reason is kind of obvious, but it's this. Boasting is not good because boasting is foolish. Boasting is not good because boasting is foolish. Look at verses 16 and 17. He begins in verse 16, he says, again, I say, let no one think me foolish. Now, when he uses the word again, he's calling or alerting the reader's attention to the fact that he is returning to chapter 11 and verse 1 and this process of getting ready to boast. Right? He diverted for a little while last week as we saw that, and he began to talk about the accusation that had been made against him about ministering free, right? And not charging them for his ministry. But he's diverted from that. And now after that diversion, he says again, I'm going back to this boasting thing that I'm being made to do. And as he does that, as he says, I'm getting ready to boast, as I'm preparing to boast, as I'm preparing to tout my credentials, let no one think me foolish. Now, why would he say that? Well, obviously, Paul knows that when boasting is done in the typical spirit that boasting is done in, it's a foolish thing. And he's saying, please don't regard me as that. That's what I'm doing. I'm not boasting in that typical spirit. So don't regard me a fool, as boasters are. And then he goes on to say, but if you do, right, I can't stop you from considering me foolish because you're going to hear me boast. And when you hear it, you may go, that's a foolish thing, Paul. Why is Paul doing a foolish thing? He says, if you do consider me foolish, please bear with me, right? Well, he says, please, as he says, if you do consider me foolish, receive me even that way that I may boast a little. And I take a little, like just for a little bit of time. He's not going to boast a long time. He hates it, right? So he's not going to spend much time there. He's only going to do what is necessary, and he's going to get out. So he said, please bear with me for just a little bit. Now, as we think about this, and Paul says these things, I do believe he's sincere in that he is seeking from the Corinthians to bear with him in this and what he considers to be foolish and to not consider him a fool, and if they do, at least bear with him. He's sincere in that, but he's doing other things too. You understand? He's exposing some things that he wants them to see, right? First, he's exposing the fact that, okay, if this thing I'm getting ready to do is really, really foolish and I want to do just a little bit of it, what he's exposing is the truth that all these false apostles who have gone on and on about themselves, right, and boasted are what? They're fools. That's what he's exposing. He said, bear with me in this foolish thing because you've been bearing with them and they go on and on. I'm only going to do a little. So he's exposing, he's bearing light. There's fools there among you, right? And then he's doing something else. He's exposing the Corinthians for their lack of discernment. Because what have they done? They've indulged the foolishness. So what he's exposing is that they are those who have for at least some of them, for a while, have entertained and indulged fools, right? So he's exposing that he's calling that out of them as well. Do you not understand that boasting's foolish, and when you've indulged them, you've indulged foolishness? Boasting is foolish. Now, as we think about that, I want to ask the question, or at least let us think about it. What does that mean to be foolish? What's foolishness? What's a fool, right? Foolishness is that which a fool does, right? We know that. So what does it mean to be a fool? Well, we often think of the fool, I think as Matthew Henry said, they're silly and stupid, right? Because why? They lack judgment. They do things that aren't good. They do things that actually bring harm, right? If they had more sense, they weren't so silly or stupid, they wouldn't make the decisions they do and do the things they do. That's what a fool is. We know that, right? We tend to think that the reason that they're foolish and the reason that they're a fool and the reason that they make those decisions they do and they're silly and stupid is because they lack mental ability. We tend to think it's an intelligence problem, right? They were just had a little more brains, right? Then they wouldn't be so foolish. But you understand the Bible tells us a little different. The Bible identifies the fool as somebody who lacks sense. They do. And he's silly and stupid. But the Bible tells us what the root problem is, and it's not mental ability. It's not intelligence, right? You know what the Bible reveals as a root problem? It's godlessness, right? The fool's the fool because they lack a fear of God and they refuse to submit to God and they refuse to follow God's word and his truth, right? So the fool is the fool, right? And makes really bad decisions and discerns really badly because he's not got God in the equation. Remember, the epitome of foolishness is the fool says in his heart, what? There's no God. It starts there and just feeds down, right? We can be foolish in the moment when we don't let God in on our decision. Do you understand that? That's what brings foolishness. Be wise, know what the will of the Lord is, and do not be foolish, in Ephesians chapter 4. There's the contradiction. So understand, the fool or foolishness is just that which is done apart from God. It doesn't allow God in to be our direction in what we're doing. Does that make sense? So therefore, we can easily, right, discern that boasting is foolish because why? It's apart from God. It's not what God would do. It would not what God would lead you to do. Right? And Paul says as much in verse 17. That which I am speaking, right, is what? It's not as the Lord would do. Now, some have tried to make this, that Paul is saying that what I'm about to say is not inspired scripture, right? This is just my opinion. We know that's not true. All this scripture is inspired by God. What Paul's not saying that at all. What Paul's saying is what I'm about to do, what I'm speaking, this foolishness of boasting is not what the Lord himself would do, right? And he's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul only sought to do what? That's what Christ would do, right? Follow me as I follow Christ. He wanted to follow Christ in everything. That's why boasting was killing him. This is not what Jesus would do. And he's right. Jesus, who was and is our example, right, for how to walk on this earth as a righteous man who would follow God in all that we would do, never boasted of himself. Why? Because that's not what God would lead him to. The Father never led him to boast of himself. He let the Father exalt him, right? Boasting is exaltation of self. And Jesus never exalted himself. He always let the Father do it and his works, the Holy Spirit, do it. And he said, even John the Baptist witnesses of me, but I don't take the witness of me. And the Father witnesses of me and the Holy Spirit witnesses of me. He does not witness to himself. Jesus would never do that, right? He would boast in the Father and God would direct us to boast in the Father, right? Why? Because he's worthy. It's not a bad thing when he's worthy of exaltation. But he would never lead us to exalt ourselves. Why? Because we're not worthy. There's nothing good in and of ourselves. If there's anything good in us or of us or done by us, where did it come from? It came from God. Therefore, we should only exalt and exult in and boast in God. Right? That's why Paul said, I boast in the cross. That's it. I don't boast in myself. That's why he hated this. So it's God, it's apart from, that's why boasting is foolishness. It's not what God would ever direct us to do. And if we really understand that there is nothing good in us, we wouldn't do it. It would be foolish to us. Why would we do that? We know that's not, we're not worthy to be lifted up and boasted of. So just boasting is foolish because it's without God. It's not what God would lead us to do. If you think about that, I want to just go off for a minute here. What I mean is pause and think about this in our own day. If boasting is God without God, as we live in a day, in a culture, at least from my 50-some-odd years, we're going further away from God all the time. Right? I think we most of the time we agree with that. We're not going to God, we're going away from God. As that occurs, what would you think you would see more of in the culture, in the society? You'd see more foolishness, right, of all kinds, and part of that would be boasting, wouldn't it? Matter of fact, I want to just real quick read to you from 2 Timothy chapter 3, a few verses. Paul talks about what's going to take place in the last times, right? We know in the last times it's going to get worse and worse and people will be away from God. What does he say? He says, well, but realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. For, because, what? Men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, there it is, arrogant, same thing, right? Revilers, disobedient to parents, all this is connected, by the way. Ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips without self-control, brutal haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. So you see, what takes place as a culture goes away from God is all those things that are without God, that are ungodly. And boastful is right there in the middle of it. And so we should be able to say, well, yeah, would we see boasting increase? And I say we're seeing that increase all the time, aren't we? Men, what is boast? It's exaltation of self. Do people exalt self now? Oh, my goodness, that's all the culture's about, isn't it? What is Hollywood and this entertainment business and singing, what's that all about? Woo, self-exaltation. And they don't hide it. There's a show called American Idol. What is that? That's the lifting up and exaltation of themselves. It's everywhere. We kind of want to joke about it, like it's not a big deal, right? There's songs that even, I'm a country music guy. There's a country music, Toby Keith song, years ago said, I want to talk about who? Me. I want to talk about me, right? Remember that? It's all about me. And we kind of find that funny, but we find it funny because there's a lot of truth in that, right? And we even address each other like, I don't know if you know or not, but I'm a pretty big deal, right? We're trying to be humorous, but it's that self, right? So it's there. It's in sports. Oh, my goodness. The NBA I used to watch as a kid, the NBA I watch now is crazy with self-exaltation and boasting, and I could across sports in general. It just gets worse and worse. I mean, there's so much chest beating and crowing and getting in people's faces about I'm the best that ever was, that it just wears you out. And the fact that it's tolerant, it's expected, it tells you where we're at. And then I just get into our just social media culture that we live in. Everything's about it, but so much of it about it is self-exaltation. Just the selfie craze. Woo! It's in the name. What's a selfie about? Self. Look at me. Right? Self-exaltation. You can hate me if you want, but that's just the truth. I'm not saying we want to look for the loophole so I can get out of this. I'm not saying that every single self-portrait that's ever been done is about self-exaltation. I'm not saying that. But the vast majority of this stuff is. They can't get out of that. It's we want to be seen as something. I've said this, I've quoted him before. Jim Fain, he's a preacher, counselor. He's just one of those guys that's like, oh, this resonates with me. He said, no selfies in heaven. He'll say this all the time. no selfies in heaven. What's he mean by that? Well, he's meaning in heaven there will be such thing as selfies. Why? Because all the attention will be where? On Christ, where it should be. So the thought that we, his people, would be running around going, is just beyond, it's beyond that, right? It will never happen in heaven. We know that truth. So if that's true in heaven, right, well, why are we doing it now? Well, does everything have to be about Jesus now? Yes. For the Christian, everything's about Jesus. It always will be. And praise God it is. Because if it's about us, damnation. But it's about Jesus, so it's about eternity. So if that's the truth then, in heaven, that's where we're going, that's where we should be heading to, then it should be more and more in our life now. Less of us and more of him. That's all good. Right? And I just want to say, if we could really get that, like that's the truth, oh, it set us free. Set us free from the tyranny of self-exaltation. It's tyranny. We've enslaved ourselves when we're involved in that. I'll get to that a little later. But it's everywhere today, right? Because it's foolishness, and it's foolish because it's apart from God, and we're just going further and further from God as more we go, right? God's in charge of that. He's turning us over. He's got a plan. He wins the victory, my brother, Revelation. We don't fear because we're God's people, but you can't help but see what you see, right, and what's true. So boasting's not good because it's foolish. Second, boasting's not good because it's fleshly. Look at verse 18. He says, he just said, now, I don't like boasting, right? And I protest, I'm foolish. It's foolish if you do, but he says, since many boast, I will boast also. Well, who's the many? Since many boast, he's talking about the many false apostles that are boasting there in the church of Corinth. And he said, since they're doing it, I'm going to do it too because I have to, right? And so the argument is something like this. You can consider me foolish. Don't consider me foolish, but if you do consider me foolish, bear with me, right? And if you do consider me foolish, you can't deny me my right to boast because you've been putting up with it forever with all these guys, right? So how can you keep me from doing it? The answer is you can't, right? So since many are boasting, I'm going to boast. Now, again, he's calling them out. You see that? Paul, they know that he's calling them out. That's what he's doing. For out of love, he's calling them out for the foolishness they've let themselves be sucked into, as we all can. So, but notice he calls it what kind of boasting? According to the flesh. They're boasting according to the flesh. I take that to mean they're boasting according to the things of the fleshly realm, the world. He used the term according to appearances earlier to refer to the same thing. So what he means is these men have been boasting a lot, and they're boasting according to fleshly things, things according to human accomplishments, the realm of man, the things that are of appearance before men. That's what the point is, right? So they've been boasting in their speaking ability, remember? That's how they measure themselves against themselves. I can charge more for my speaking engagements than you can. Does that happen today? Oh, it's subtle, but yeah. But they were boasting in their charm and their boldness and their appearance. Probably boasting in their education, right? Well, I've got so many degrees. Maybe their career. That doesn't happen today. Anything outward that was flesh. It was according to the flesh. Obviously, Paul says that's not good. They're boasting according to the flesh. The things of human achievement, it's not good. Now, that pen, I'm not picking up again. So, it's not good. Why is it not good? Well, we've already said, well, it's because if it's according to the flesh, it's obviously not about God, right? When we're boasting in what we can attain, we're not acknowledging where it came from. What we're not acknowledging is that we had nothing to do with that. If it's anything that was worthy to be boasted in, God did that. So how can I boast in it? Right? So there's one reason, we've already covered it. But there's another reason. You know, Calvin's the one that said this. He said, when the boasting according to the flesh is pretty much generally done for show. What does he mean by that? Well, he means it's to be seen before men as a certain way. That's why we do it. Isn't that true? If we ever boast, it's in order that we might be seen a certain way before men. It's not about God at all. It's about how do we appear before men? It's about show, right? And that's true whether we're like maybe the false apostles who just kind of did it outwardly. Like, look at me, look at me. I want to talk about me. Or whether we do it subtly. We know, generally speaking, there's good Christian people that boasting's not good. We don't boast about ourselves. People don't receive that, right? It's usually. Every once in a while you run around with somebody and go, well, who? Somebody needs to teach them, right? But generally speaking, we know better. But what are we good at? We're good at slipping in things. Just under the radar. We make sure we mention things that, well, they might see that I'm a pretty big deal if they get to know that that's true about me. All right? Our hearts are wicked apart from God. And we know we can slip it in. But I hope they got that. Right? So that maybe they can see. This is not good. Why? Because listen, if we're really seeking for men to think something of us, if we're really seeking to be seen a certain way before men, I want you to know we're barking up the wrong tree. And what I mean by that is that will never bring us what we're seeking. If we want men to see us a certain way, we're actually seeking some kind of hope and fulfillment for ourselves, right? That we perceive we don't have. And we think if men see us a certain way, we'll get that. But I want you to understand, men's approval will get you nothing. At the end of the day, right, you're going to be left empty because there's no fulfillment or hope in what men think of you. At the end of the day, the whole world can go after you, but at the end of the day, that's nothing apart from God. That'll be useless. So it's not, if when you're boasting according to the flesh so that men will see you, just know you're barking up the wrong tree. That's not going to get you what you're seeking. It'll be left empty, right? Only God can deliver what you're actually seeking, right? And we can call it all kinds of names, but hope, fulfillment, right? Peace, well-being, all that we need is only found in God. And when we're trying to make a show before men, we're seeking in places that can't provide it. So boasting's not good because it's fleshly and it's for show. Third, boasting is not good because it only seeks for self. Boasting is not good because it only seeks for self. Look at verses 19 and 20. He says here, he tells the Corinthians that they've been wise because they've gladly, right, endured the boasting of the false apostles. He says, oh, you're so wise. Now, when he says that, you know he doesn't mean that, right? He's sarcastic. Matter of fact, the rest of these three verses, he's very sharp, cutting sarcasm is what he uses to make a point. And his point was, you've been the opposite of wise. You've been so unwise by entertaining all this exalting and all this self-exalting and boasting by these false apostles. Why? Well, look what it got you. You bear with them, right? And they enslave you. They devour you. They take advantage of you. Man, and some of them even hit you in the face and you're like, yeah, yes, thank you. Can I have another? And he's pointing out how unwise that is, right? Because they've brought harm upon themselves by entertaining these boastful false apostles. No, why is... Well, what does he mean? Well, okay, how are they enslaved? Well, most likely they became enslaved to doing their will and following and doing what they wanted them to do rather than being free where in Christ, to follow Christ, which is all Paul ever wanted to direct them to. So they've enslaved them to themselves instead of being free in Christ. They've also devoured them and took advantage of them. They financially, for sure, right? Because, man, they hated Paul that he wouldn't take money. They wanted their money, so they probably fleeced the flock and exalted themselves to get it done, and they probably took advantage of them to get other things besides just money, right? They were wanting from them for themselves, and so that's what they did, even to the point of being humiliated. You know, I don't know whether they actually were slapped in the face or not, but there's nothing more humiliating than getting slapped in the face, is there? And so the Paul's point is you will take all kinds of humiliation, whatever. How unwise. How unwise. Now, my point is this, is I believe Paul reveals something very true here about us men when we boast. When we boast, we're self-exalting. And the reason we self-exalt is because we're looking to take from others. It's never, ever has the aim to give to others, right? Self-exalting only has the aim to get people under us so that we can get what we perceive we need. Whether it's power, whether it's influence, whether it's money, right? Whether it's just self-worth. Look at all these people that are coming under my self-exaltation. You know, what if they think I'm all that, a bag of chips, whatever. There's something that the exalter and the boaster is trying to take from others. Because that's what it's always about. I will exalt self so that I can get others under me, so I can get from them what I think I need. And that's something that a Christian should never be involved in. Why? Because what's a Christian about? He's about giving to others, not taking from others. Therefore, be on the guard always. Especially, I know we're not these outward boasters, but we can be very tempted to subtly try to make ourselves known in some way, to have people think certain ways about us, and we're trying to take from others in that point. That's not for them. We don't want ourselves exalted so we can help them out. We're trying to take from others, trying to get others to follow us, to do whatever. It's something a Christian should never be involved in. I want to give just a final word of counsel to the young people here. You're so impressionable. We are too. But at least we've lived a few more years and we realize how impressionable we are. But as younger, you don't realize how impressionable you are. You're impressed by people who boast. And you see self-exaltation, you think, oh boy, if they got it, they got what I want. And if I could like get around them or be part of their group or to have what they have, then I'll have what I need. And you're tempted to believe that lie, that they got what you need. And you're tempted to put yourself under them so that you can get, you're selfish too. It's a two-way street. You're wanting something they got, and you perceive it's what they got, and you go, don't do that, don't believe the lie. And two, don't do it because in the end, they're going to end up taking advantage of you. Because that's why they're doing it, right? I mean, I see the sports room all the time. You got these people that got this entourage, and they go around, they got all these people that follow them. That's selfish on both ends. These people are giving them something they need, prestige and whatever among men, and these men are thinking he's got what I want part of. I can just be around him, right? If I could just be around LeBron James, maybe I could have some of that glory he's got, right, in the basketball world or whatever. You see what I'm saying? So young people, that happens in your peer groups. It doesn't have to happen in some sports star. It happens in your peer groups. You think, man, people see them a certain way that I want to be seen. See the deadliness in that. Don't fall for it. They don't have what you need, I guarantee you. And you'll get hurt. Boasting's not good because it only seeks for self. Last one, it's related. Boasting is an evidence of weakness. Boasting is an evidence of weakness. Look at verse 21. He says, to my shame, here he is sarcastically again. He says, to my shame, I must say that we have been weak by comparison. What do you mean? Remember all that taking advantage of and devouring and smacking them in the face and all that? Paul's saying, if that's what strong is, right, which is what they claim. They claim they're the strong, they're the studs, they're the super apostles. And that's what they've done to you? By comparison, yeah, if that's what makes you weak, then I'm weak. That's what he's saying. Paul had no desire to take advantage of them. He was for their good. So if that's what people call weak, that's what people call weak. Then he goes on to say, but in whatever respect anyone else is bold, I speak in foolishness. Remember, I'm talking in foolishness here because bold boasting is foolishness. He says, I am just as bold myself. This is the transition statement. And what he's saying is, I'm getting ready to boast. What he's saying is, I'm getting ready to give my credentials. Here it is. I've been protesting for about two chapters now, and now I'm going to do it. But it's what I love about Paul, as we'll see next week. as he gives his credentials, he doesn't give anything you would think he'd give. He gives stuff that make him look weak. Upside down paradigm, as we'll continue to learn, of the kingdom, right? Whatever we think is true in this world, in the kingdom, it's usually just the opposite. And what the world sees as strong, the kingdom of God, it sees it as weakness. And what the world sees as weak, it's strength in the kingdom of God. And that's my point here. Paul reveals that these people who have boasted in themselves and said, this is, we're strong, and this is what makes us strong, it's what makes Paul weak. Paul, in his sarcasm, reveals, no, it's just the opposite. Boasters, those who exalt themselves, are very weak. Why? Because it exposes, back to what I was just talking about, how needy they are. The only reason they're boasting and exalting themselves is they perceive they need something. I need something from these people. And I need to be fulfilled by having them come under me in my boasting, right? So they're revealing they are needy and they don't have what they need. They're weak. But Paul says, I don't need to boast. Why? He's got all he needs. How does he have all he needs? He's got Jesus, right? Jesus really is all that he needs. Jesus really is his fulfillment, his peace, his well-being, his joy. He's got all that he needs. And since he has all that he needs, he has no need to have men think a certain way of him. Men think what they want to of him. He does not care. He's got Jesus, therefore he's strong. Strong in himself? No, strong in Jesus. Jesus was his strength. And that's the way it is for any believer. Our strength is in Christ and who we are in him and what he has given us. We're walking in the light of that. We don't need to be seen a certain way before men. There's no need for it. Matter of fact, it's strange. It's foolish to us. Why would I do that? I got all I need. But when we're not seeing it right, what are we tempted to do? Oh, I need men to see me a certain way. It's as old as the beginning of time. It's the battle, right? Fear men. It's the same thing. What will men think? No matter what men think, if we got Jesus. Because at the end of the day, we got way more than what men will give us. We got everlasting life. We got well-being and peace that nobody can do anything about. Nobody, no thief can break in and steal, and moth can't destroy, and rust can't. It's fixed. And so we got real strength. So we'll never, ever be in need to boast. May we, beloved, may we see the reality of the truth of our strength in Jesus. If we have him and the truth of the gospel is unconditional love of us, that will never change. We can't do anything to change that, right? We got all we need. We got all the strength we need. We have no need to go seeking in places they'll never give us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray, as I prayed at the beginning, that you would help cause your word to bear fruit in the hearts and minds of your people. Help us to remember what boasting is about, and when we're tempted to go there or to be influenced by it, oh, that's not good. Why? But we have all we need in Jesus. Keep reminding us of that. Keep washing us of the truth of really, if we really are walking in the salvation of Christ, we have all that we need. We've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. And what matters is what's in the heavenly places, not here on the earth among men. It's temporary. And you're just using this to make us more fit for heaven. Help us to walk in light of that every day. And free us from the tyranny of self. Oh, there's freedom in Christ. Oh, Lord, help us to walk in that truth and be free indeed. Pray all this in Jesus' name.